Laughing's fine.
I do a lot of that.
That's good. Tell me about you. How did you come to be there with be?
My working background, basically I was a prison officer. I've been a support worker for about 3 years and then saw the advertisement for this job.
What was it about doing this that made you think, yeah, I want to do that?
It's the support side, it's the helping people, it's something different every day. It's helping those that might not be able to get it from anywhere else, really. It makes a big difference.
Tell me about some of the people.
Oh, they're all very different and they're all looking at me now. Everybody's unique, I know that anyway. Everybody's got their own life stories, their own lives, their own support needs. And it's just nice coming in, knowing that you can make somebody smile, maybe.
What do you think people outside this building think about the people inside this building?
Honestly, I mean, I didn't know it was here until I saw the advertisement, and my perception of homeless people is very different to what it is now. I don't think people understand homelessness as it is. You know, I assume that it's people who are living on the streets, dirty, you know, unkept, but it's not. People can be homeless and look after themselves. They just need somewhere to go to be able to do that, and this is what this place makes a massive difference of, and it's really opened my own eyes.
I was talking to Adam just now, and it seems that so much of what he's been through and so much of the situation in which he finds himself now has to do simply with the fact that he doesn't have anywhere to live.
I know. And Adam, you know, he's a regular who comes here every day, and he's back in the same situation as he was a few months ago. And, you know, and that is a sad fact. And it's being able... I mean, what Shrewsbury desperately needs is a night shelter. Desperately.
Well, you used to have a night shelter.
Yeah. When I joined it, I think they closed it. I think the people who... The Christian Centre who run here ran it. Unfortunately, funding, et cetera, et cetera. But that is something that is drastically needed for these guys that can't actually get that help from the council. And are trying to get, you know, the private rent in, you know, which it isn't easy around Shrewsbury, and, you know, they find themselves in this position.
There will be people listening to this who will never knowingly meet anyone in that situation. What would you say to them about the people you work with?
I think... I've known people coming in here for months before they've opened up to me about what truly is the problem or an issue. But, you know, having somewhere like here to come to build that relationship up with myself or anyone else that works here, to be able to say what their problems are can make a massive difference. They might not have friends, they might not have family who they can turn to, but knowing that they've built that relationship with you and they can trust you with that is how you can be forward with somebody. And you know, someone could be having a bad day out on the streets and heavily intoxicated, but there could be an underlying issue which needs to be tapped into and helped. And that's what we hope to achieve with having this environment, knowing that we are approachable and that we can help.
How does it feel to be you, to be doing this?
What a question! Ask Adam, I'm sure he'll tell you. Oh, thank you. I try to bring warmth, a smiley face. I try to bring a bit of laughter to a sad day. You know, and it is draining. It is, but it's what I've come here to do, and hopefully I achieve it. I just like going home knowing that I might have made one little bit of difference.